Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, December 4, 2019. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Right. Good morning, T
TNT. It is Wednesday. That's for sure. And I don't know about where you at, but it's a sad Wednesday here. Because it's raining. God knows I hate the rain. As much as we need it, I'd love to see the sunshine. All right, Ray. So, any news popping out there? Did we put anything in for them?
No updates went out.
No updates went out. Well, all right. Guys, no updates went out because very few updates came in, which is none. The banks or exchange centers are not, they're not sitting there today. So until they get there, I'm not looking for it or the window, but they are not there today. So I don't get depressed by it, just so you guys know, because it doesn't take them but an hour. I mean, put them on standby, do that, and go there if something were to happen. But they're not there right at the moment. So I don't look at that. And Iraq, I think they're just basically, articles are coming out. Like I tell you guys, on Monday, CBI is putting out a bunch of articles about the timing. Even the article today said they had everything set to announce the budget until the protests came out, and that changed everything. So they were ready to go and make the announcement, but now they're putting in the demands of the protesters, so that changed all of that. They're meeting every day, meeting today. They're still excited. They're passing the laws that the protesters want. And far as I know, they still plan on doing this prior to January the 1st. So I didn't say prior to December 15th. I didn't say prior to Christmas for a Christmas gift. For New Year's, I said prior to January the 1st is what I'm getting out of Iraq. They are trying to do this now. It could be anywhere in there. But they're trying to get the vote done, accomplished, and make it law and open the budget before the 1st. So that's really where we're at. Not a lot of news, except demonstrators are demonstrating again today. They're planning a huge demonstration for Friday. And the only thing we could possibly say is it's good to us that they haven't given up until Iraq actually comes out and do something. Because if they had, I think they would go back to their slow pace and feel like they've won, they warm out, and they could drag this out some more. That's not occurring. And hopefully Friday's demonstration is going to be big enough to push this thing all the way over the top and let them know what they got to do. So not a lot of secret information out there, not a lot different from Monday. When I tell you it was pushing forward, CBI is still changing laws. CBI is still saying they are ready to go. But it was actually going to be announced before the protest started, is what they came out and said today. It was going to be announced. And now it still is, but they're just making certain changes. So, all right, nothing to be down about. I'm not excited because they're not at the exchange center. But other than that, it could change in an hour. And I've always told you guys, you can go back for years, I think it's going to be Tuesday or Friday anyway. Because that's what I think. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. Nicole 19 says, we see in Iraq that there are demonstrations involving very large numbers of people. We are also told that the people want such and such demand met by a certain date, say next Tuesday. Who are these individuals that speak to the outside world representing the people when all that we see is basically a mob?
Who are the individuals who speak to their government and their parliament is the question that you mean. Who are the individuals who are representing the mob? So, Sadar had something to do with it in the beginning and talking. Sistani, or how you say his name, The one who gave the speech last time where Marty retired has input. And there are some others that are listed in these articles, but I don't have them right in front of my face, who are actually talking to them. Now, how they got picked, represented, I don't know. I mean, it's not like, you know, Martin Luther King is walking around over there or Gandhi's walking over there and saying these are the changes. I don't know how they're picking these people to be their leaders or who they believe in. All right, who's next?
Sunstar says, per Monday's call, are you hearing any more in-country talk on the field and coins from the CBI, the contractors, or the protesters?
No. I haven't seen anything come out, and none of my guys over there said anything else except for they've been sitting at the bank because, you know, they took them out when the protest started. Then they distributed them again, and they were waiting for the announcement to be made and pass them out. But so far they're saying they are back at the bank. So we'll see.
Okay. We've covered the other questions already. Larry One says, if traveling, can you exchange different from your exchange zone? Okay. Or do you have to wait to get back home? Well, we've had that question hundreds of times. So
oh,
the same
I thought you
answer
already
applies.
Answered.
call when it happens. Yeah. Call and see. All we know is what we were told. Then, of course, some things we were told has changed already. So just call and ask when the time happens, when the time comes. Okay, Life Be Perfect says, prior to the demonstrations, Mahdi's resignation, etc., when was the RV target time frame? And if the demonstrators back off, the RV will be drug out to win? Difficult question to answer.
Yep. Because we don't have the exact date, moment, time. We know when the banks have been called in. We've told you. We know when they were put on alert, when they were put on high alert. We've told you. We've also known when it was supposed to go that night. We were supposed to get the 800 numbers the one time. But we were notified they should have been coming out. All of that was right in October, I believe, when that was happening, when this was actually going to go. When is it going now? I don't know when it's going. I don't know the date. I know they wanted it still to go this month. I know I've been told that's what they're pushing for. And they're trying to make the laws and the changes right now. Parliament's meeting, they're voting, they passed a bunch of stuff again yesterday, and they're trying to get the 220 budget out and announced before the 1st. Okay?
Okay. Moondog says, do you have any contacts with people who are bank exchangers? Moondog, where have you been?
I'm saying, what? I at least give you seven states, eight different states. Yeah. Yeah. Banks, everything else, who are actual exchangers. That's how we know when they're going in, when they're not going in. That's how we know when they've been put on standby. That's how we know when they've been put on high alert directive. So, yeah. Okay.
All right. Number two, if you were in charge of releasing the RV, would you be working for the Treasury or for Iraq?
If I was in charge of releasing the RV, I'd be working for me and you, trying to get us paid, trying to get our money in there so we could go on with our lives. That's who I would be working for. Now, we've discussed several times over the years, if not the months, who was in charge of this, Iraq or the U.S. Treasury. We've always said Iraq puts it together, gets all the laws in place, does everything, submits it to the system, says we're ready to go, we've done what we need to do, and the U.S. vetoes it, stops it, and says, no, you have a little bit more to do. So I have explained that process probably 100,000 times, but I'll go with 100,001 today so everybody understands. Okay.
Okay. Red says, I wanted to ask about the global traders. Has there been any memos for them to be on alert of possible changes in value?
No, I haven't gotten anything from them. As a matter of fact, I haven't even called them in a while to even check. I'm not sure we've been that serious yet because I haven't gotten the information But anyway. All right, so inside Congress, inside the House, they have their own bank. They actually have their own banking system, if you guys didn't know that or not. But they are just like the global traders in that where diplomats, their assistants, everybody else comes in. They go there to exchange their currencies. So they don't have to go down to the bank. They don't stand in line. It's done right there in the halls of Congress. Actually, there's a banking system there. But they, too, have to get the notification and know when things are going so they're doing the correct exchanges. So there's a lot of telltale places that we get and hear from, and most time when they get really excited, I'll get a phone call or something, and something happened. Or usually we'll just go with how close the banks get. But I'll know when to, and that's the information I usually give you guys, the banking information. So every now and then when I get the traders, which is the market traders, get a memo, or the global traders get a memo, or even these guys, you know, a few times it has happened when everybody got that memo, everybody was on work. Even, I'll tell you guys, finance on certain military bases gets notification. So throughout the years, I've been giving away all that information over the call to you, but also other people that are listening have been tracking it and trying to develop a system where they can do that last minute instead of giving us heads up, especially knowing that we're actually getting the information. But we'll wait. In the last minute, the last 30 minutes, they'll all have it. And at that point, I'll know it's really true again. But leading up to it is step by step by step. And that's what we're doing when I'm giving you the bank information, because they're the ones getting it the furthest out and building up to it. Everybody else will only get notified. Well, the market gets a couple of days notice, but everybody else only gets a couple of hours notice. So we'd have to do it like that. All right. More information than you guys need to know, but here we are. All right. Let's go.
Crowley Holmes says, I see a post in the forum about Block, BLOC, Sauron, SAURON. Nominated Mohammed Alawi as PM. I thought Bloc were no longer involved in this election or reforms.
Okay, it's not how it goes. It's the President of the Republic gets to nominate whoever he wants, but it usually goes to the largest Bloc to see who they want to nominate. And if he's in agreement, he can do that with somebody else. He can nominate. He has 15 days to do that. And then he gives that person their 30 days to form their own new government. And then if that doesn't happen, they have another step that they go through. All of that hasn't changed, guys, because that's what they're going to Parliament for now, trying to change the rules of engagement. Well, they haven't changed yet. And they're going to have to operate with this one until they come up with a new Parliament and then go back and change. What they're saying, as far as no blocks of regions, the people are saying during the next election, They don't want blocks, religion, this group, and that group getting seats voted on. They want it to go by the people. It wants transparency, and they want the people's vote to count individually like ours does in a democracy, which it really doesn't. Because what they want is the most popular vote to count. The individual that's voted in, not his block that's voted in, and then they get to choose who they want to nominate and everything else. They're trying to do that. Even though our own system, if you look at it, is not by popular vote, and that's why some people don't vote. In case you know, a lot of people here in the U.S. don't vote because they feel their vote doesn't count anyway, because we use the electoral system. And electoral has 563 or 583 people who actually do the voting in the country. So, just like our system, you know, New York can vote for Hillary if they want to. Like, but those two people or three electoral votes that represent New York could vote for Trump if that's what they want to do. It's not what they're supposed to do, but that's what they can do. Iraq is trying to change that same thing. They're not saying we voted Maliki, Saleh, whatever, for this party, that party. They got more seats. They got, so now they get to choose who they're going to set up for prime minister. They're trying to do away with that. No, this is the guy we want. This is the guy we believe in. We can't give you all the votes and then you say, yeah, but I want Frank instead and put him up. That's the change they're trying to force. Those are the things Parliament is trying to talk about and rearrange for the next election, where parties and blocks won't matter. Okay, who's next?
Okay, where's Joel? Says, will I be able to fly? Will I be able to fly from Hawaii to the mainland with all my currency in a carry-on so I can get to the bank that will give me the contract rate? It feels like banks here on the outer islands won't know anything about the contract rate. Will TSA harass me?
Well, I can't speak for TSA. Sorry. And every agent. I don't know if they're going to harass you or not. But the thing to do is be prepared if they do. Have all your agreements, all your receipts, purchase dates, and have your information where you can prove it is, in fact, yours and nothing else. And don't worry if you have to do that. I don't know that you're going to have to do that. I don't know that all of our major banks aren't going to have sister banks on the island or locations for you to work at. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
Now, as far as the TSA questions, you can call them today and ask them that hypothetical situation. And then you'll know in advance if they will harass you or not. Net Global says, do you know anything about this GoFundMe thing for Oki? No, I know nothing about it. Tony?
I know nothing about it. Haven't talked to him about it, and I don't know who the person is putting it together, so I'm just not going to say nothing about it. Let me see. Oki is home, though. Hold on a second. Let me just do this real quick. Let me call him real quick. Just see about this. Uh-oh. What happened?
I didn't do anything.
I did. Hold on. Hold on, let me try a different number. See if he's here. You got so many numbers. Let me see. 1, 2, 3. Let me see. Okay, you there? Oh.
Yes, we're here.
You there? Okay.
I'm here.
All right, guys, I couldn't get him. I did hear that he went home, and he's home, and he listens to the call. So I don't know if he can, but, okay, yeah, if you're listening, go ahead and call me so I can ask you about this or bring you on the call. I know you can't talk long, but all right. So if he's there, he'll call me. Last time we tried, he was actually listening to us, so we'll see. All right, let's go to the next one.
Roger Dan. Hi, guys. With all this talk about exchanging in your district and all, would a foreign national who has a U.S. bank account be able to exchange his or her currency?
Again, guys, you know, I can't do all the bank rules in every bank, but it's something you can ask the bank right now. What are their requirements? Some countries, knowing about U.S., require you at least be in country 6 months first, or you be a resident for 6 months, that you have a working ability here as well as a residence. So those are things you should pick up the phone and get straight with the bank right now. Okay. All right, what's next?
All right. Jim and KC says, any updates on exchange rates or contract rates information?
No updates, no rate changes. I know that because I would have remembered if there was a rate change. And I'm trying to remember. Monday, didn't I check to see if the rates were still on? If they were grayed out or they could see them? I forgot. When was it?
I can't remember when you said that, Friday or Monday. I remember the conversation about checking to see if the rates are still on screen.
Me too. All right, let's go ahead. I can't remember what he said.
Okay. 8280 says, I thought Tony said on Monday that the CBI wasn't concerned about the protests or Mahdi's resignation. Today, he said the CBI wants protests to stop before moving forward. Do you know why they changed their position?
Today, he didn't say that, I don't think. He said they have an article out that said they were going to make the announcement of the budget and do that prior to the demonstrations, but they didn't. Now, I don't know if they want them to stop doing anything, or they're just waiting to now make the amendments to the 2020 budget and let it all go at that time. They did say they were still prepared to do it and have met all their requirements to do it. That is what they did say. Okay?
All right. Tie-Dye says, Tony, could you please help us to better understand the dynamics between the U.S., Iran, and Iraq? I thought it's been the U.S. holding up the RV all this time, but it appears the Iraqi government, who the people are protesting against, and the Iraqi government who are holding things up. What does the Iraqi government need to do? What is the U.S. requiring, and how does Iran play into all of it? Many thanks to you, Henry.
Okay, so Iraq was doing everything. There's a good side and a bad side. Okay, Ray. Okay, you got to mute the typing, though. All right. So I wanted to say the white hats and black hats, but, you know, some people go off the reservation if I use those terms because they already use them for some other BS they be saying. So there is okay, I'm going to do it this way so everybody understands it. I'm going to use Democrats and Republicans just so everybody understands it because that's what we're used to, all right? That's all. So in Iraq, there is a, and I'm a Democrat, so everybody already knows that. So, but I do believe in truth. I don't care who it is. I do believe in truth. But I'm a Democrat, so I'm going to say the Democrats in Iraq are as an example, supposedly running the government right now, the Treasury and that, or making the decisions, supposedly. What the Democrats want Iraq to RV, they want the people, the investors to come in. They want to rebuild the country, educate the people, and change it into what the original plan was, which was 10 years for Iraq to be like Dubai. Not just dependent on oil, but a total rebirth of the country and the economy. So let's say that. Man, I kind of messed up saying Democrats and Republicans, I know it. So, because there's good people, Democrats and Republicans. So I'm sitting, bad example. Good people. I'm going to talk, say that. The good people in the government, that's what they're striving for to do. And they're striving to meet all the requirements that the U.S. put in there for that to happen. Now, there's some bad people who are in Iraq's government in positions, but they are supported by Iran. A foreign country is involved in their politics. A foreign country is involved in the growth and development of their country. Those are the bad people, because Iran is on that side. They don't want the change. They don't want Iraq to be self-sufficient. They don't want them to stop the auctions, because Iraq right now is their lifeline because of all the sanctions that the U.S. has put on Iran. They are actually living through Iraq, but they want to control it as well. So in the shadow government, you guys been hearing that, you know, Iran has put Iranian people in place in their government. And where they haven't put Iranian people in place, they put Iraqi people who they can control, or who they, yeah, control, influence, pay, however you want to look at it. So that's the battle that's going on. The Iraqi people see it. After all these years, they sat back, nothing we can do, nothing we can do. We're just the people, nothing we can do. You know, the rich get richer. Politicians do what they want. They keep hiring each other. Iran keeps putting in their people who they want to control and make changes until finally, like anything else, you know, bad example, but you guys are going to understand it. You know, if you put an animal in the corner, you know, you back him into a corner. And I don't care what it is, a grizzly bear or a black widow spider, whatever it is, at some point it's going to start fighting back. I got nowhere else to go. You back me into a corner. I mean, here, survive or die, then I got to start fighting back. Win, lose, or draw, I got to fight back. So now, that is what the Iraqi people have decided to do. Enough is enough. Iran has pushed us so far into a corner, taking everything that we ever had, won't give us clothes on our back, food on our table, electricity in our houses. Instead, they're taking the wealth of Iraq and funneling it over to Iran so that their people live. So they keep in control, and as long as they keep us down, they can keep doing that. So the people finally realize that that's what they're fighting right now. That's why they're saying get the Iranian influence out of our country, out of our government at every level, from city council to the prime minister. We want them out. We want them out of our country. That's why there was a mass exodus last year when Mahdi stepped down, and they said there was a mass exodus at the border. It was Iranians getting out the country because they're saying, wait a minute, because, you know, Mahdi, part of Maliki's party, part of Iranian influence, the whole party, even though it was backdoor. But Mighty came out and said it. He said, I've been the prime minister, but I haven't been in charge. Iran has been in charge. I mean, he verbally came out and said it. So that's what's going on right there. The U.S. has just been influencing it, massaging it, giving a little help. Except now, what happened? There was a spark. There was a flame from the citizens in the corner, and the U.S. just went over and poured gas on it because they said, hey, guys, look, this guy did this. This guy did this. This is who it is. Let's put it all over the news. Let's put it in the newspaper. Let's let y'all know something that you didn't know. And they even got more. And that's why we were at. Now, up until that, was the U.S. willing to let things go? Well, okay. As long as we put all these laws in place, these rules and that, that might be the best thing that we can get right now. We'll put the money and we'll develop the rest over time. But lo and behold, the protest, wait, the opportunity is here. We were just getting ready to go, just getting ready to do this. But now we got a chance to get them all out, to get their leadership gone, and to make it the exact way we want it to be, a democracy. So let's see if we can get that happening in a short period of time. Again, the U.S. sent a delegation over there. Pompeo went over there. A couple generals went over there. UN said, let's do it. Let's do it right now while the flame is hot. And let's force it to happen. And that is what you see. It is the economic war. What is it? Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Again, I keep telling you guys, read the book. You know the game. All right. Let me see what I just got here. All right, go ahead.
Okay, let's go live. First caller, 865 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray.
Hi.
I appreciate the insights and explanations and the like. It feels rather frustrating to hear that now the game plan, as it were, is saying they want it done by the 1st of January, which then says we've got, you know, 20-plus days in December to get through when we were expecting it to be at the end of October or the end of November. You know, it seems like the rules are changing, and not only that, but the game is changing, that sometimes it's football and then sometimes it's chess, sometimes checkers or basketball and the like. Needless to say, I'm venting my frustration on this a bit. So I'd like to segue into the frustration level of your banking sources over in Iraq, your banking sources here. How are they responding to all of this? Can you share their status?
Yeah. I'm going to say banking sources in Iraq aren't really frustrated about the RV itself because they're Iraqi citizens and they're frustrated about the country. And I'll tell you, they'll say this is the plan, but nobody believes what they say anyway. And that's what they say all the time. This is on television, but nobody believes it. Trust me, I hear that. Nobody believes them. So now we're trying to force them to do something. Now, the banks here in the U.S., their employees are very frustrated. They were upset, you know, again, that they had a holiday opportunity, the time to be with their family, everything else. I mean, the latest one, Thanksgiving. And they had to go to work on Saturday and Sunday when that was a four-day off for everybody else, but they were at work, and they were told to come in at 6 in the morning. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm going to do something I normally don't do for you guys, but I'm going to do it for you right now. Because I hear your frustration. So I want you to hear frustration, really. So I got to get to it. All right. Here we go. This is Friday evening. Just informed doors should be opened in the morning by 7. all staff members have to report in by 6 a.m. We'll be open for exchange at 7 a.m. Saturday morning. Be ready to go. Now, is that frustrating to hear for 6-7 states to bring all their people in, sit them all down at the desk, they be ready to go at 7 o'clock? And that was Saturday morning, and here we are Wednesday morning, and we're still not going anywhere, right? So, yeah, they are frustrated that they had to lose that whole weekend with their families in town and visiting and everything else, that they've done that time and time again, only to go sit there and look at each other. So, yeah, bankers here are frustrated, absolutely. Bankers over there don't believe it when they hear it. It's been told to them so many times. He can say, yep, they're sitting right here in the vault, but our government lies all the time.
Well, I like to be on record saying we want to do our TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project in 2019, which is saying 10 days from whenever, but it better be, you know, by December 20th or whatever, so that we can get it in December and not have to wait until January. And I'll let you all go on to someone else who may not be quite as frustrated as I am at this midweek thing. This is supposed to be our Wealth Comes to Us Wednesday, you know, but at this point, who knows?
I agree.
I guess some say,
but I just shared that with you guys so you know. But I get information like that all the time from the sources themselves, from, hey, this is the next plan, and then somebody changed it. Something happened when Pompeo was over there and they made a new agreement, or he made a new deal, or, you know, they wanted to put Amiri in place now, and they're like, how are you going to put him in? And he was one of Maliki's assistants, just like Mahdi was. I mean, who does that make sense to? Nobody. Okay, well, now we got to come up with a different name. On and on and on, you know. But anyway, it will end at some point. We do know that.
Good.
And we will get paid. Okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks again. Have a great day. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too. Okay.
Bye-bye. 208, area code, you are on.
Good morning, fellas. You all answered my question, so I'll let you go on to the next one.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Right. Take care. 727, you are on.
2727?
Is that?
727.
Is my phone working today?
Oh. Hey. It is working.
Well, I was just going to say, Tony, I am not frustrated at all. I thought you'd want to know that.
Okay.
Why? It won't do a damn bit of good.
Yeah. Absolutely
not,
right.
You know,
it
I mean, none of this is you're going to let go early. You're going to hold on to it until it's the right time. And I trust that.
Yep. I mean, that's all we can do. You know what?
Control. That's sure. That's right.
Let me tell you guys this real quick, though. Because I got this one, and I actually want to call him an idiot. One idiot who texts me right before every call or sends me an email. And I don't want to call him an idiot because I know he's frustrated, because we're all frustrated. But he always emails me and tells me how my information is no good and it's not true, and I need to check my sources and blah, 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 before every call. And I always say to him, then why do you listen to the call? I don't listen. Then why are you on the call? Anyway, he tells me, I go to somebody else's site and read what you say. Does that make sense to anybody? No. But here's the thing. The information is the information. Their plan is their plan. What they're putting out to the banks and the counters and everybody else is all true information. It just didn't end up in the RV. But guess what? Tony doesn't control the RV. I mean, he really doesn't, or we'd all be at the bank getting paid right this moment. Because what I do is try to pass on as much information, gather as much as we can, so we'll get as close as we can to it actually happening and know what to do when it does happen. So, yes, while we can all be frustrated, nobody should be any more frustrated than I am than with all the information I get every day. But there's really nothing we can do about it. Absolutely right. Take the information, take it in stride, and every time they don't do what they're supposed to do, go buy some more Dawn and get a little bit richer. Right?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Then.
That is more profound than I think it, some people may look at that as just, well, it's just, that's what he always said. But I'll tell you what, if you're speaking the truth, no matter how many times you say it, until they hear it, it doesn't make any difference. So you have to just
that's
keep
right.
saying it. All of a sudden they go, oh, that's it. But anyway, I'm looking forward to sending you my text for my special request. It'll be for Monday's call, just so you know. And in case you block my phone, my text messages, I don't know.
Is it birthday time?
Well, yeah, but I mean, my request is as much as I love the birthday song, as you have some idea, I'm sure. Being I'm 70 years old, I'm kind of old-fashioned, and I like that old-fashioned happy birthday, that song. And I could think of nothing better in my life than if you sang happy birthday to me. I would just think that was over the top. So I put that out there now, and Ray, please feel free. If you want to harmonize with him, that would be, I mean, who would ever expect that? Nobody.
I tell you what. Be here on your birthday, and I'm going to sing happy birthday to you. Absolutely.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay.
I tell you what, you'll make an old man's dream come true. And I just want to say muchas gracias. All right, gentlemen.
You're very welcome, sir. All right.
Great day. All right. Great day.
All right.
And, really
take care, sir.
All right.
843 area code, you are on. 843-729. All right. Takes us to 972 area code.
Hey, muchas gracias. Danny in Dallas.
Hey,
Danny, how you doing?
Well, as we talked about last week, we've been here before, no surprises, and as the ED doctor said, go buy some more Dawn. I've got three places I buy them from, and when they see me walking toward them, they start smiling.
That's right.
This guy
is going to be filthy, stinking rich.
I really think, I don't know that actually is something they realize. Because when I've talked to them, and you know, after an exchange, they don't have a clue. One of them is not from this area, but he says, well, we've heard that the Dawn is supposed to increase in value, and that's why we added another $5 per million. So somebody's telling him something, but he just doesn't care. I ask him, are you buying this stuff? Are you buying any currencies? No, this is a job. It's just a job I do. My goodness. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That was a tricky conversation you were about to have with Democrats and Republicans. And I was thinking to myself, oh, my.
Okay.
And for you to say, now you guys know I'm a Democrat. Well, that was an understatement. That's for sure.
Yes.
What I don't understand is how y'all let Ray become a Republican. How did that happen?
The lady from Oregon made that distinction.
I see. Okay. Okay. My questions have no substance that's going to affect anything. But as you've indicated, the frustration amongst the bank people is Texas not also in that group? They seem to not go out every time, or they stay back most of the time. Your direct input from Texas, is it any different than across the nation?
No, they're absolutely in that group of when they go in, nothing happens.
Right.
They are definitely in that group, and they are frustrated at those times. What they're glad is Texas used to go in just like everybody else, but now they don't. So Texas has already said, hey, we're not going in no more this month because we don't believe it. That's what they said. They're not going in. They went on vacation. The this might be giving away too much for Texas, but anyway. Their director of the exchange for Texas went on vacation overseas. So that's just letting people who are listening know that I know what I'm talking about. Okay. So
well, that's a kick in the teeth.
Yeah, I actually got the dates when he's supposed to come back and everything else.
Oh, my.
So,
well, I'm
they're
sure.
Really not. But as I told them, so let me say this so everybody don't get frustrated. The whole nation will not wait on one guy to come back. That's what they want. And if it's that bad, trust me, they'll tell him you better be back here in the morning. It really happens. But just based on history and how much they are frustrated themselves, because they told them nobody could go on vacation until January. Right.
Well, it's not me.
Right.
It's Danny.
Okay, it's Danny. Right.
It's me.
Right.
You know, I'm digging the back of my truck. I'm sorry.
Okay. Nobody could go on vacation until January, and now they're actually letting them go on vacation. But, I mean, they say if you have to be called back, you got to be called back, but at least you can go now. So that's where Texas is. Everybody else is not doing that. They're keeping their people close by. They're still bringing them in. And they're like Iraq itself in believing this will be done prior to the 1st, so it can take effect the 1st.
Okay, you know what CIA lady is doing right now. She is manipulating conversations that she will have on next call to find out who this person is, and she will go to the airlines and determine when he's going to be back in country.
So
she'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
I already got people texting me right now. They all going to do that. Who this guy is.
Okay. One other comment or question, I guess. The exchange centers, it was reported a while back, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, that there may be as many as 4,500 exchange centers in the U.S. Is that even remotely close, or do you have a clue?
It could be. I know I'm right here in Sacramento, and there is at least 14 here for just one bank.
I see.
Just one bank had 14 locations. So if we go
to
all the banks in each city, each state, then, there could be 4,500 locations. I don't know.
Okay. Well, there was also emphasized that no individual, with some exceptions, would need to drive more than 45 minutes to get to an exchange center. So that verifies numbers. It verifies that there's plenty of them. Yeah.
I could be mistaken, but it seems like you're trying to get us to verify information you're getting from somebody else.
No, it's the broad universe that we're in, Ray. You know that. This is not something I've heard recently, okay?
Well,
I'm a
not something
you
ever heard from
the
us,
dynamic
period.
Duo. That's why I'm kind of picking at it now. 4,500 is not an unreasonable number. And Tony says, these people ruined a 4-day weekend. That's 4,500 possible locations with 10 to 20 individuals at those locations, just throwing some numbers out. That's a lot of disappointed people. And we can identify with that. It makes our situation still a little bit of frustration, but not near as much as these people to whom we will be dealing and having discussions about our financial future. So just thoughts out there. I got to get back in my truck and start digging again. So,
all right.
since I'm not rich,
you've already have
it, on Friday. All right. Thank you, fellas. See you later.
All right. And yes, Danny, you're absolutely right. We are not the only ones frustrated. We are not the only ones whose lives are affected. I mean, our lives are affected just because we haven't gotten our money yet. We're sitting around doing it. Their lives are affected. I mean, bank employees, their daily lives of working, go to work, get ready, don't get ready, talk about this, don't talk about that, frustration building up in their own lives. On top of, if they have half of their faculties in place, they should have some currency themselves by now.
It would seem.
If they have half of their faculties, yes. It would seem so.
Then they would be smiling as they see us. Yeah, I agree. See ya.
Yep. All right. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Take care, sir. 409 area code. Let me try that again. There we are. 409. You are on. Okay. 409 hung up or dropped off or did something. 610. Let me try that one. 610 area code, you are on.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, G-Man, how you doing?
Hey, sir.
Doing super fantastic. Tony, and yourself?
Super fantastic, my friend.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is another Dynamite Day here in the USA. And for all of you who are new to the call, and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And I'd also like to add that I am not getting paid to make these requests for these donations. Neither Tony nor Ray has asked me to make these requests for donations. I make these requests of my own volition and my own free will. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay. That's going to take us 409. We'll give you another shot. Seems like you came back in.
Hello, Ray.
Hello.
I apologize. I'm getting old. I'm not as
That's okay.
I'm not a really old guy, but I hit the wrong button.
Got it.
Anyway,
okay.
I wanted to tell Tony that I don't belong to any political party. I happen to be a Democrat. And anyway, I'm just wondering, things are getting pretty tight around here. I robbed Peter the other day, and Paul pulled a knife on me. So I don't know what I'm gonna do next. I was wondering if we're still expecting this before the end of the month or not.
Well, they are still expecting it before the end of the month in Iraq, from my sources over there. The demonstrators gave them a week to appoint a new prime minister. They are still, Mahdi has told the government and parliament to keep doing their job. Everybody keep working. They're still meeting. They're still passing laws, everything else, trying to get all the criteria met so that they can open the budget and say that is there. That is definitely what they are pushing for. Most of our banks and systems think that it's still going to happen before the end of the month. I'll say, except for, you know, Texas. And what can we say about Texas? They're just not planning on it. Okay.
You better watch it now.
Okay.
I'm so, talking dirty
other than
about
that,
my hometown.
Okay.
I was born and raised in Texas, and, you know, it's because my daddy couldn't swim in the river. That's the only reason I was.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I live so close to those people that talk that Francais, you know. It's kind of hard to tell the difference between East Texas and West Louisiana. So we tend to hang on to each other a lot. We're all kin. We just don't want to admit it sometimes.
Admit it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know that.
I do appreciate everything you do. And as far as I get to listen, I get real tickled with these people grappling about how long they've been in this thing. I've been in this thing for 10 years, you know. Well, I bought my dinar in 2004, okay? And I've been hanging around a long time. Of course, I went to the tree and kind of plucked mine, as it were, but I still would like to see something happen with it because I really need it right now. My wife's having a little trouble, and I certainly want to see her pull through everything, being okie-dokie and everything. And I think this would go a long way to picking her spirits up.
I'm sure it will.
All right.
There's so many people in that situation. But okay, yep, we've been here almost from day one. We'll continue to be here, I think, because the only person that's going to lose is the one that quit.
That's right.
Everybody else, sooner or later, is going to be a winner in this deal right here. So we just have to maintain it. That's all.
There you go.
All right.
Well,
thank
I appreciate your time and have a wonderful day and take care of yourself and your brother. And I've lost all of mine, but you hang on to yours as long as you can.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
951 area code. You are on.
Yes. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Anyway, I keep hearing. I don't know if you guys ever said it or not or whatever. You know, I know what we're talking about is the overall big picture and everything. You know, and I keep hearing, you know, this thing has started and it can't be stopped. But it sounds like it's been stopped quite a few times over the past couple of years. So, anyway, I just wanted to make that comment. But I know what they're talking about, the overall big picture. We can't stop everything. It is going to happen. I know that. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just part of the frustrated people, you know, who, just like everybody else.
Listen, guys, I know and how you feel and everybody else feels. Believe me, I get texts all the time, and it is frustrating because you got gurus out there saying now that, you know, there's a algorithm going on, and it's in the system. And I mean, I get copies of all of it from all the calls, and next 72 hours, it's going to spit out the 800 number the system is, or it's going to spit out phone calls to me and Ray and five other gurus, or it already started doing this. And, you know, if you go back and look at those again and again and again for months, they've been telling you the paymasters are liquid. They've been liquid 3-4 times a month for the last 4 years, according to these gurus. Now they're liquid. They got their money. Their money's in their accounts. They're paying out people, and it goes on, and we never see it, never see it. It can't be stopped how many times. It was signed off in Hong Kong. It started in the East 4 hours ago. Yesterday was at 8 a.m., then 4 p.m., and then nothing never happened. We never see it. And then 3 weeks go by, and the same email pops up again, and it's been going on and on and on. And I know there's a lot of people who listen to it and see it, and it's frustrating on top of everything else. I mean, I look at it different. I can tell you when the banks go in. I can tell you what the rates are. What I can't tell you is I got an 800 number, and I'm not supposed to tell it to you. Or, you know, they called me 5 times and said it's in the system and it's being paid out. People are getting paid. People have been getting paid for years, individuals, not the whole system. And not to get people excited and tell you, you know, tomorrow at 4 p.m. when it starts for tier 4 or tier 3 or going to start when it starts. And all that's frustrating for everybody. But you have to look, you guys, as people, at who is saying what. And how many times they've already said it to you. And then look at how many times, oh, this is the same thing he said 3 weeks ago, a month ago, or that. Same thing. I mean, I'll tell you, they're going in, they're in, and they're sitting there because that's where they are. But I'm not going to tell you, and I read what he said, 7 a.m., they were ready for the doors to be open, but they weren't. But I'm not going to tell you the RV has started because it hasn't. Certain people have gotten paid. And that has happened. Certain people have gotten SKRs, but the RV has not started. When it does, we will know it. Iraq will know it. We'll have articles to show you, time frames to show you, and you'll have 800 numbers to go. That's when you know it started. Other than that, and for the world, I don't know if they're just trying to get people to listen to them for nothing. I don't know why they keep putting it out there.
Yeah, exactly. But What I was going to say, too, is I like what that previous gentleman said, you know, about how it doesn't, he's not frustrated, it doesn't affect him. Then all of a sudden I remembered something, like if something else totally frustrates me, or when it, like if something at work frustrates me, or I don't know, whatever, you know, then I was told a long time ago to ask myself, well, is this going to matter tomorrow? Is this going to matter a week from now? Or whatever, you know, usually the answer is always, no, it's not going to matter, you know, and then all this stuff about being frustrated isn't going to matter once it finally does go. So now I just want to say I'm over being frustrated. I'm just waiting for the time when it is time to go. So, and I want to say thank you guys for all you do. The heck with that joker that you were talking about that you get text messages from. Thank you for putting out the information. And Ray, thank you so much.
Guys, this is what you do. When you get frustrated, just know if you're just going to be greater later. So it's just going to be greater later. That's all. That just means I get to go buy another million or 2 million, you know, this week or when I get paid. And it's just greater later. And they keep adding on to how great this event is going to be. And say thank you for that. And keep moving. That's all.
It's nice to have somebody real involved with this. So thank you again. So,
all right, sir.
You guys are awesome.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thank you, sir.
404. Area code, you are on. 404. I hear you talking. 404. Okay. We'll go to 423.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony.
Hello. Hey,
how are you? I'm doing great. It feels like the cheese got moved, but we shouldn't be surprised at that, should we?
We should not.
So the question is, do we have our tennis shoes hanging around our neck expecting the cheese to get moved, or do we have it on the wall settled in and saying, it's our cheese? But my question is, are the lower denominations still in the banks?
They are in the banks. They were moved back to the banks.
Right.
At the beginning, in October, they were removed from the bank, and all the protests going. I think a week or 2 weeks ago, they had moved them back to the bank, anticipating they were going to make this announcement because the demonstrations were going to get out of hand. But instead, they made agreement. They agreed to everything. The demonstrators said, okay, we're going to give you a week now to make things happen when they were supposed to take 15 days. I have to go back and find that article so I can see when the week was up. But they're getting closer and closer than they know they are to actually get the demonstrations to stop, to actually get them to stop. I think they're going to have to do the RV because somebody's over there guiding those people and showing them the right thing. If they stop before that happens, who knows when it's going to happen.
Now, they pulled the lower denoms back in October because of demonstrations, because of their concern. But at this time, they put them back in even during the demonstration. So it seems to be a signal that they're confident that this is moving forward. So, we just didn't know where this path was going, but it's got to get through this quiet time before we get to our location. So we can rejoice. We don't have to stay down. It's a good day. Thank you for the
information. It is a good day. All right, thank you, sir. You guys got to remember, when the riots and demonstrations started over in Iran, if you guys are not looking at the news, that they are demonstrating in Iran now, and their government's taking a little bit different approach. They're actually shooting people down. But the fact is, Iran, during the first week of their demonstrations, they attacked the banks over there. They were actually burning down banks. That's what Iraq was concerned with. But when that didn't happen, and demonstrations were peaceful and government all other directions, they saw they could put it back and be ready to make this RV happen is why they did what they did. So it's a little bit different. All right, thanks. Ray? Ray, are you there?
Yes, okay. I see 423 fell off at the end of your statement, so.
That's okay. That was for everybody. It's all right.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Okay, let me give you. Oh, okay, good. All right. All right, so I did just get something from the bank, and he says, yes, all the exchange people went home, went back to their jobs. There are no rates showing on the screens at this time. Don't know what the hell is going on. So with that is what I tell you, they're waiting. Supposedly last time when they came back up, they said it was going to be live and ready to go. But right now, everybody's just waiting to see what's happening in Iraq, what decisions, what announcements that they're going to make. It's not over and done with. Just right now, they sent them home today. They are not at the exchange centers, and they are no rates on the screen. That's not discouraging. Because the goal, again, and the belief is by the 1st of January, if not before, it will be completed and announced, and that's what we're looking for. So do what I'm going to do, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take time out this week. If it's not today, let it be tomorrow. Let it be Friday on payday, whatever it is. Buy you another million, 2 million dong, and just get richer while you can. That's what I would do. And guess what? The cheapest Christmas gift in the world could be just that. Buying everybody $1 million. $50 gift. Here. You're going to love me later. For $500,000 or whatever it is. But it's better than buying them a new pair of socks or a new wallet that's empty or a color TV that don't make them any money. Give them a gift that will last them forever. That's what I would do. Or hopefully forever, but they'll love you for it. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Ray?
All right. It's Hump Day Wednesday. We're going to wrap this one up. And hopefully we'll hear back from Oki so we can put a blessing on that campaign thing that a lot of you are hearing about and seeing. So stay tuned. When we learn something, we will share it with you. In the meantime, in between time, keep believing. As we should do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
This is your private banker. It's done.
To stop
it's
conference
finished.
Recording, press
what?
1. To return, this session is no longer being recorded.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
We're just waiting for that call any day. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.